Hi, I'm Rob Pritchard and I'm the sports editor at Manx Radio. Since 2023, Isle of Man golfer Anna Dawson has taken the plunge into the professional ranks of the sport. In that time, the former Peel competitor has made memories along the way, whilst also featuring on the prestigious Ladies European Tour and also the LET Access Series. And now, following an impressive performance at LET Q School in Morocco late last year, she has the exciting prospect of having a full card for the Ladies European Tour in 2026. With what could be a promising journey ahead, I've been speaking with Anna to find out what it means to her to make this major step forward and also what she's hoping to achieve over the coming campaign. Anna, thanks for joining us again. And of course, going into the rest of 2026, an exciting development in the last few weeks, well earned by yourself. You've earned your first ever full card on the Ladies European Tour for the later season. First of all, to get your first full card on this prestigious tour, what does that mean to you?
Oh, it's just been amazing. Even now, I'm just, the excitement hasn't worn off. Obviously, it's not too long until I get going for this season. And it's been great to just have the last couple of weeks at home with a bunch of friends and family and just kind of get to reflect on it and enjoy it, not have to jump into getting started too quickly. And yeah, just have a little moment to reflect and just appreciate finally achieving a goal that I've had since I first took it up at about 9 years old.
And of course, you've been in the professional game now for a couple of years, but Q School out in Morocco, it was your good result there that managed to secure that. What went right, do you think, at Q School this year that meant you got to this next level?
I've had like a couple of reflections leading into Q School this year that I had on when I went the year before. Obviously, I've been a few times now, but mainly on the year before, I took my boyfriend who plays professionally as well. And we decided, you know what, let's do it properly. Like, I'll get a proper caddy. I'm going to go on my own. I'm not going to go out too early. I think in the past, I've always felt like I had to do loads of prep just because the weather's not great on the island. But I went, let's kind of treat it a bit more like a normal tournament. So I got out there about 4 days before, had a caddy, did it by myself, and just went out with the process of kind of, let's just get on with it and get it done and not make it into a bigger thing than what it needs to be. And yeah, it looks like it all worked out pretty good.
And obviously, you know, going into a season where you do have this full card, you know, in terms of, I mean, you've only been involved in the professional game in the grand scheme of things for a few years compared to maybe some experienced heads in there. But, you know, for you personally going forward, how big a step forward could this be in your pro career in golf?
Yeah, obviously it's massive. With getting the full card, you give yourself a security of getting the full year at it. Before, when I've had partial status, you're always kind of needing a good week or relying on something or hoping the entry list gets down so you get in. Whereas this is the first time since I've turned professional I can actually sit down and plan a schedule and know where I'm going to be at and what I'm going to play, and that alone makes a massive difference. So obviously just getting to have a full go at it, hoping I'll get just over 20 tournaments this year, is just really exciting and just gives you a lot of opportunities to do something with.
And of course, again, a bit of context for those who don't know, this certainly won't be your first appearances on the European Tour. You've had appearances throughout the last couple of seasons, albeit this will be the kind of first full-time set of fixtures you'll have on it as well. What are the biggest things you've learned so far, particularly on the Ladies European Tour events, about what it takes to not just perform at certain events, but try and be consistent at that level?
I think a lot of it is just managing yourself. Obviously, when you go from playing amateur to playing on tour, it's a lot more travel and just a lot of other things that go into it. And obviously, I've had a little bit of experience in that now, so hopefully I can just kind of maximise on that and draw from all of those experiences this year and just make the most of it. I mean, there's bits with like getting a caddy when it suits, when it doesn't, and making sure you travel with other people just to, you know, keep it fun and still enjoy it off the course. You don't want it to consume you. So hopefully all these experiences are going to be really helpful for me this year.
That actually brings me on nicely from what you've just said there to my next question about the enjoyment side of it, because yes, you're competitive, you want to win and want to do well, that is a given, but the idea of, you know, trying to fall in love with playing and, you know, be able to enjoy it, the reason why you got into it in the first place, how important is that going to be for the season ahead?
It's huge. It's something me and my psychologist have spoken about the whole time since I've been pro. Like, you have to enjoy it. It's why you started playing. And I think, you know, kind of remembering why you started playing and playing almost a bit like you're a kid out there and just enjoying it is so beneficial, because, you know, then you're just out there to have fun. And I mean, anyone who plays any kind of sport knows that more often or not, you play your best when you go out and you're just with your friends and you're not thinking too much about it. I think when you overcomplicate it and you take the enjoyment away is when, you know, you actually see the results go down as well. So it is such a balance of trying to get everything together, of the enjoyment and obviously while still focusing and trying to compete to your highest level. So yeah, hopefully got a lot of new countries I'll get a tick off this year and meet a bunch of new people and yeah, just try and have a lot of fun with it.
And of course, over the previous season as well, you made a couple of appearances on the LET, but you spent a lot of time on the Access Series as well. You get a few good performances in there, multiple top 10 finishes. Having that regularity of competitions to be involved in throughout the season, how important was that to give you a load of rhythm going into Q School and, of course, what's to come?
Yeah, so I made the decision after I played my first year on tour in 23, went back to Q School, and I got partial status on the Ladies European Tour again, but I think the couple times I found when I was at LET events, it was a lot of just trying to go there and make the court and hope I do well, which isn't the right mindset. So I thought, you know what, because obviously I didn't have loads of amateur tournaments that I played, so I didn't necessarily go into playing professional tournaments with the most amount of experience. So I really tried to use these last couple of years of just getting used to getting into trying to win tournaments and coming down the stretch and feeling a bit nervous and learning how to handle that better. And when, you know, I was coming down the stretch at Q School and had an opportunity to get my card, being able to be, you know what, it's not quite the same, but I've been in situations recently where you're trying to win a tournament and it's a much more similar thing, and you can kind of be like, right, I've done that before, I've been able to overcome these nerves or still hit good shots while being nervous. And that's really what I'm hoping. I've learned a lot from the last couple of years that I can just go into playing this year with a better mindset of, you know, going out there and just trying to do well as well as I can and not just trying to make cuts anymore.
Just two more questions. First off, obviously your job takes you all over the world, so you seldom get a chance to come back to the island, but do you still get plenty of support from the island a couple of years into your pro career?
I do. Everyone's brilliant. I mean, I've been fortunate where I've had RL360 sponsor me from as soon as I've turned professional, and they've backed me the whole way. And then I've actually been working at Peel Golf Club these last few months, building up to Q School. Just thought it would be good to kind of get a bit of routine back. And so, yeah, it's been great kind of getting to be around the members and just actually hear how much everyone supports me and follows along. I think when you're out there by yourself, it can feel pretty lonely. But I mean, after I came back and I got my card, every single person who came into the shop said they'd been following along and were super happy for me. And it's just an amazing environment that I love being around.
And finally, looking forward then to the season to come, I mean, do you have any particular objectives in mind, or are you just taking it as it comes?
Obviously, I have a few personal goals, but I think just the main thing is just, as I've tried to do the last couple of years, just keep improving every week and just keep always trying to get better. And I think so far every year I've been a pro, I've gotten better. And, you know, if I can do the same again this year, like, I'll be happy with that ultimately. And I'm sure there'll be some good weeks in and amongst it all if I keep improving. So, yeah, just keep following along those lines.
Thank you for having the stamina to make it to the end of the Manx Radio Sportscast. You're clearly someone who has their eye on the ball at all times. Want to hear more about the latest sporting news across the Isle of Man and much more? Then might I recommend you take the plunge and subscribe to this series or a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so that, in a flash, all of our finest moments take a winner's place on your smartphone. Thank you.